Good morning. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? Here we are, you and I. Once again, we're working out. We're doing some mental toughness conditioning. We're thinking about those thoughts that are going through our minds where we know the impact of those thoughts. They are manifesting themselves in our daily actions, with those things that we do that will get us closer to those things that we've taken the time to think about that we really want in our lives. Take that positive action, and we also have a lot easier time making the right decisions and actually not doing those things that aren't getting us closer to those things in life that I took the time to identify that we really want it. I am Skip LaCour. I'm your workout partner, your mental conditioning toughness coach. Thank you so much for doing this for yourself, joining this Morning Connection podcast, making it a part of your day, your daily discipline, a habit, one of those good positive habits that just 30 minutes passively listening to this podcast, letting these thoughts, you just posing questions, just talking about life, going through your head every single day. It's getting you one step closer to figuring things out on this journey we call life. Again, congratulations for doing this for yourself. You're one of those type of people who are willing to do whatever it takes to get those things in life that you really want. And, you know, something like this seems like it's a little thing, you know, taking the time, getting it planned out when you download this podcast, when you take the time to actually listen to it. And then, you know, when I pose these questions, when I talk about things like our daily disciplines, you know, how much are you playing all out? Or are you just kind of showing up to this podcast? All those little things all stack up over time. By the time we're at, I don't know, one Morning Connection podcast number 200, you've built so much of that strength, that mental toughness conditioning, you'll become a new man. Little by little, we'll get it all done. Hey, thank you so much for your emails telling me how much this type of effort that I'm doing, getting up every single morning, getting you to think about things you normally wouldn't have thought about. Definitely not on as much of a consistent basis. I appreciate that feedback. If there's anything that you want me to expand upon or talk about or some challenges that you've been going through, please send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com, skip@skiplacour.com. I want to talk about the things that you're going through. I want to be that friend, that coach, that mentor, that buddy that helps you, you know, make each day just a little bit brighter, give you that perspective to just keep on keeping on and have a little bit more certainty and confidence along the way. Hey, make sure you tell your friends about this podcast too. If you know you have a friend or a family member and you know you're trying to help them out, and you know how sometimes you can't help out those people who are closest to you. They want to hear it from someone else for whatever reasons. And you're finding value in this podcast. It's helping you get the right perspective, make better decisions on your day-to-day actions. Well, you know, send them a link to this podcast at morethanjustmuscles.com, and I'll take it from there. All right? Be a good friend by doing that. And make sure that you're on the Morning Connection newsletter. You can go to sltips.com/22. That's sltips.com/22. Sign up for this mental toughness conditioning and have it emailed to you every single morning. I have it programmed, so it's going to get in your email box between 3 a.m. and 6 a.m. So you can get in that habit too. Make that a part of your day where it shows up in your email. You open it up. You don't just subscribe. You actually follow through just for the discipline of it. I know some days you're going to feel like it. What's Skip got to say? What's he going to make me think about? And you look forward to it. Some days, this challenge, this game of life, becomes overwhelming, right? Maybe you don't feel as though you're winning at the level that you want. And you don't want to hear this crap, right? I understand that. I go through those same challenges myself. It's just that, you know, when you're more level-headed, when you're not quite as caught up in the process, so emotionally, or kind of dwelling on those down times, you know this is something that you need to do. You know that that insight, that perspective, one strategy, one distinction, one new way of looking at those challenges that you're going through, it can make all the difference in the world on, you know, how you attack that day. And you don't know what's going to show up in that email, that Morning Connection newsletter. That might be that one distinction, that one strategy, that one new way of looking at your situation that helps you break through. So make that a part of your discipline, daily discipline. Make sure that you forward that to your friends as well. All right, so that's the Morning Connection newsletter at sltips.com/22. Let's jump right into our 10-second daily disciplines. These are the things that we take the time to think about every single day, get us focused in the right direction. Tell me, how's this been helping you? Are you playing full out when I ask these questions? If you've been listening to this podcast for 33 days in a row or around that or even more, then you know what questions I'm going to ask. Maybe some days you played full out and kind of got you thinking in the right direction. You're making better decisions, whether you realize it or not, because of it. And how consistently do you play full out? Sometimes I know that doing this, listening to this podcast, going through these questions, it's a challenge all by itself. Like I said, I am certainly familiar with those times where you've been working hard, you know you're a good person, you know that you're moving, all right? You're doing the things that other people aren't willing to do, just doesn't seem like you're getting those results as quickly as you'd like or at the level that you want, all right, that you had hoped for. And you got to just keep on keeping on. I understand that challenge. And it doesn't, you know, you're thinking, well, why am I doing all this? Is it really worth it? Is it really paying off? I don't feel like it, right? And sometimes just showing up, listening to this podcast, sometimes when you're in those type of moods, going through that period of the journey, you just want to show up. And, you know, I'll tell you, that's better than putting this off, right? Getting out of your daily discipline of thinking about these things, just showing up, right? The challenge with that is that the more and more you just show up and then you're okay with that, right? And then that becomes part of your standards. And before you know it, showing up is just good enough, right? Without you knowing it. You know, just think about how the weeks have stacked up. You know, here we are in the fourth month of this year. Seems like, you know, almost yesterday that it was a brand new year, right? New Year's Day. They stack up. When you live your life at a certain set of standards, and you're not constantly pushing yourself and examining what kind of standards you're living at or you're really putting out, and you start just showing up, you know, that becomes where you live. All right? So that short term, let me just get through it. You know, sometimes if you're not paying attention, you let those days stack up with that type of intensity, that type of effort, that becomes who you are. And then you look back and you say, wow, why aren't I getting the results? Why aren't things happening for me? Right? They creep in. They creep in. It's like going to the gym. You know, I know it's tough sometimes to even get to the gym. And then you get there and you kind of, well, let me just get through this workout. Before you know it, you're saying that for 3 weeks in a row. Right? It's that mental toughness conditioning that I'm talking about, that you push yourself even during those times that you don't feel like it. Is this all I can do? Is this my best effort? And not that you should expect a 10 out of 10, a scale from 1 to 10, a 10 out of 10 with effort and efficiency every single day, right? But you should demand yourself to think about the effort that you're putting out every single day. When you show up to work, when you show up for your relationships, when you show up to the gym, you should at least be thinking about, is this the best that I can do? And not just assuming that this is the best that you can do. That's when the danger happens. That's when you start settling, and then that becomes where you live, right? So I know that you're going to have ups and downs along the way as far as how much motivation and drive and how much you actually, you know, push through every single time you show up during this Morning Connection podcast. But at least ask yourself, is this the best that I can do? Be honest with yourself, all right? So as I go through these daily disciplines, I'll tell you something, just showing up for this podcast, just you and I going through this process alone can set you straight for the day. And again, it's something that you have to have that faith that it's paying off. This mindset, it starts everything going in either the right direction or the wrong direction, right? And the things that I have you focus on, and I know you've done this. You've done this when you have played full out when I ask these daily disciplines. I know that you felt the power, right? You just got to get in the habit of just taking the time, just taking the time. There's 24 hours in a day. How do you use them, right? So we have this half hour here. What level are you playing at? You're here. You might as well play full out, right? So when I ask you these questions, do your best not to get complacent, right? So what was that one thing that you did yesterday that even impressed you, right? You didn't feel like doing it. You were starting to rationalize that, oh, this is good enough. But then you just sucked it up. You manned up and you put in that one more hour of work. Or you tried one more time in some challenge, maybe with someone important to you or at work. You sat back and you stepped up. You got out of your own way and you attacked the challenge, right? And you're impressed just by the effort, let alone, you know, whether it worked out or not. You became that bigger person, right? Put in that extra effort, whatever it is, whether you achieve the results or not. What was that one thing that impressed even you? You know, most of us, to some level, are dealing with confidence issues. Am I really good enough? Am I really good enough to achieve those goals, plans, dreams? I've taken the time, like Skip said, to really think about something even bigger, my vision in life. You know, if it's ambitious, if those goals, plans, that vision is ambitious enough, I mean, you're going to really have to stretch yourself and push yourself and, you know, really believe in yourself and what you can do, right? And you're not going to always feel totally confident. So even if you're a confident person, even if you've had success in the past, because you're constantly demanding more and wanting more out of life, you're not always going to live in that totally confident state. That's normal. Join the club if that's you. Right? What builds that confidence is little by little, every single day, doing at least one thing, if not several things, that you know you're stretching yourself. And by doing that, little by little, you build confidence. Not comparing yourself to what other people do or how well they're doing compared to you. I'll tell you something, one thing that, you know, I am realizing the more and more I go through this challenge in life, it's all a matter of focus. So when you start comparing yourself to other people and it starts taxing your level of confidence because you think you should be further along compared to other people, you don't know how long that they've put other things aside that you've been able to enjoy and experience. They put that aside, whether you would agree with that or not, how they prioritize their life, and they put it all in the area that you are trying to master right now, that place where you want to improve upon. They weren't balanced at all. Maybe they didn't even know it. And all they did was think about it from the morning they woke up to the time they went to bed. Again, sometimes at the expense of the quality of their life in other areas. And all they did was focus on that one area. Maybe it just became so important to them. It was a part of their identity, right? For reasons that you really don't understand, it was their lifeline, that the only way they could feel good is if they excelled in that one area that they're doing well at. And now you're coming into the game, you're really starting to focus that after accomplishing a lot of other things in your life, right? You may not be comparing yourself fairly. And when you do the same things. You start, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul with your time, energy, and effort. You don't focus on those other things. Maybe you become imbalanced for a while, and you start waking up every single morning, and you start thinking about that one area of your life, right? Maybe as you're listening to this Morning Connection podcast every single day, all you're doing is thinking about this one new area of your life. You're gonna figure out the combination to it. You're gonna get better and better at it every single day, even during those times when you don't think you're progressing at the level that you want. You're thinking, wow, am I ever going to get this? Is there something wrong with me? Or I'm too old. It's taking me too long. Am I ever going to get this? Right? It's that extreme amount of focus and effort and energy. That's whatever you're great at right now. If someone were to say to you, wow, you're so lucky, boy, it comes to you so naturally, I'm sure you would take offense to some level, like, what are you talking about? Man, I've focused on this. I've worked on this. I've sacrificed other areas of my life, and that's why I'm good at this, right? Well, that's what it's going to take for you to master whatever it is in front of you. Sometimes we don't appreciate those things that we're great at, right? We're always looking at our challenges, that next level that we want. And I don't care if it's financial or your job or more than a job, you have your own business, or maybe you have a job and a business that you're working on and you're trying to figure out how to make this work. Maybe it's your relationships. Maybe you understand when it comes to your relationships, you got to work on you first, and then you start figuring out what it takes to master relationships. Maybe it's your physical body. I don't know what it is for you. I don't know what it is for you. That's what I like to say, your great white whale, right? And, you know, from Moby Dick, where you're chasing it around. It's something that you have on your mind. It seems so big, so challenging. You may think that you should have this one area of your life. You should have had it handled a long time ago. It seems like everybody else does it, has it handled, and you don't. It wounds you in a way that you haven't mastered this particular area. It taxes your self-confidence. Right, we all have those areas. I don't know what it is for you. You know, as I focus on those areas, I have them too. Everyone has them. I don't care what you've accomplished in the past. You're going to go into a new area, a new focus. You're going to say, okay, I am going to master this now. And then you got to start on your journey. You don't have all that time and momentum and experience and insight dealing with it because you're rather newer to the process. All right, it's going to be challenging for you. You got to understand when you compare yourself to other people, they may, for all those reasons, just be ahead of you. So it's all about you versus you, and then having high standards. And it all starts with you stepping up and pushing yourself past what's normal for you, that standard, this new you that's now focusing on it. And it starts with those small steps, doing things every single day that impress even you, right? A little bit more. And you build that mental toughness conditioning. So you're doing several things that you wouldn't normally do or you wouldn't think about as much. And it builds that confidence little by little. So what was that yesterday? What did you do yesterday that impressed even you? You felt like settling. Or the old you didn't focus on it quite as much or put as much energy and effort to it. Maybe you would have given up, right? What was it for you? What was that thing that you did yesterday that you stretched yourself a little bit more? It's so important that you recognize these steps all along the way. I'll tell you something. You listening to this Morning Connection podcast every single morning, just mark my words. It's going to just fly by, and then we're talking 4 months from now, focusing on these same areas, this general mental toughness conditioning, right? It's going to be 4 months from now. You're going to be such a bigger, stronger person. And sometimes you'll appreciate that in yourself and you'll notice the growth, and sometimes you won't, but you will be growing, right? And it's this type of thought because, you know, you notice the things that you do that build that self-confidence, right? That impress even you. You get better and better at it, right? You appreciate and you see and you take inventory, you like it, you get addicted to those type of things, stepping up. You remember those things that you've done during the challenging times. And then more importantly, during your day when you feel like settling or putting it off, right? You remember what it takes to feel great about yourself, and then you just do it anyway. Sometimes it doesn't even really take that much more time, energy, and effort to step up in this manner. What it takes is knowing its importance and focusing on it and just spending, I don't know, two or three more seconds thinking about what it is you really want and what it will do for you. Then as you get further along in the process, what you do, you should start looking for those opportunities to build confidence. And that's when you know you're winning this game. You're building that strength. Right? What was that cool moment yesterday? All right? What was that moment yesterday when you realized that life was pretty darn good? If you're the kind of person, which I think you are, by listening to a podcast like this, you're always pushing yourself. You're always looking for that next level. Good isn't good enough. Right? Other people say you should be happy with your status. Sometimes you tell yourself that, and then you always go back to, man, I know that there's more inside of me. There's more I can go for. All right? But as you're going through that challenge, right, there's those moments that, wow, you know, life is pretty good. Yeah, I'm going to still push myself. I'm still going to strive for that higher level. But you know what? Life is pretty darn good even during this part of the journey. It's going to be even better when I get to that place where I really want to go in this particular area of your life, whatever that is for you. But you know what? There's some cool moments now. I want you to always look out for those cool moments and appreciate them, so this whole journey is a lot more enjoyable. Not only you get excited about your compelling future, you get excited about what's going on right here and right now today, but you have to notice those moments. So what was that cool moment for you? All right. Again, where are you? Scale from 1 to 10, playing this game with me. All right, where you're really taking a couple more seconds to focus on your life and what I'm saying. Are you playing at a level 10 on a scale from 1 to 10 right now? Or are you just passively listening? I mean, it's great that you're putting in this effort. You're showing up. But I'll tell you what's going to build that mental toughness when we're at podcast, Morning Connection podcast number 200, is you playing as close to level 10 right now as I'm going through our line of questioning, right? It's going to determine how big, strong, powerful of a man you are during Morning Connection podcast number 200 is what level you're playing at right now. Are you close to level 10? But at least I'm making you think about how you're going through this level mental conditioning exercise. I'm not letting you just show up. At least you're questioning which level you're putting out. All right, so what was that cool moment for you yesterday? And again, what I want you to start doing is appreciating all the great things about your life, so it's not just a grind. And then what's going to happen is you're going to start anticipating those cool moments. You're going to start looking for them every single day. Next step in the process, you're going to start creating those cool moments because you've taken the time to identify them. They don't just show up. You know there's something that you do that creates those cool moments, or maybe that just appreciating them, and you go out of your way to start appreciating them. Right? These are small things sometimes, right? But when you become that man who starts thinking about these things consciously and not just hoping they show up or hoping you notice them, all right? That's when you become that man you are striving to be. Take 3 seconds right now and visualize that one thing, experience, or accomplishment that you really want. That would take months, if not years, of you stepping up in this manner, you playing full out on a level 10 during this half hour that you've taken the time to invest, that you've sold yourself on its importance to passively, at least passively, listen to this 30 minutes with me for this mental toughness conditioning, right? It's going to take months, if not years, of you stepping up, thinking in this manner, and more importantly, taking action, being mentally and emotionally flexible along the journey, right? Going through the challenges, dealing with the other people in your life, taking those risks, right? It's going to take months, if not years, of you doing that to accomplish this magnificent goal, this achievement, this experience that you want in your life, right? That's what makes these life exciting, is when you're really being pulled towards some goal in your life, all right? You got something to wake up for and give you that incentive to get through the challenges through your day, those thoughts that are compromising your confidence, to step up to that challenge, is when you're being pulled to that magnificent goal and vision, all right? What is it for you? Take 3 seconds right now just to think about it. If you've been doing this for a while, maybe you've already come up with what that is for you, at least at this particular point in your life, what that would be. Well, then let's get more clear. Let's make that vision in our head even more detailed, right? Touch it, taste it, feel it, smell it, right? If you've already come up with that. And you don't have to lock into something. You're a bigger, stronger man every single day, right? Because you're pushing yourself in this manner. Who knows? Maybe what you came up with 2 weeks ago, maybe you want more now. And that's awesome, right? Maybe you know that there's more inside of you. But take that time right now to think about that. And then we've added some things to that. We talk about being results driven. You know, we're not just happy with, you know, the process, just getting things done. We're really connected to those results in life. All right. And, you know, when we know what that result is, we start thinking about everything that we're doing every single day. You know that listening to this podcast every single morning, you know that reading the Morning Connection newsletter, it's helping you in some way. There's, you know, again, sometimes you're pumped up to listen to this podcast. Sometimes it's somewhat painful, and most of the time it's somewhere in between. But you know this is helping you, focusing on this thought process, this journey of life. You know that it's helping you, right? But sometimes we do a lot of things that really aren't getting us closer to those results. Sometimes we don't have it clear in our mind what those results even are. And then we're working hard. We're going through the day. We're doing all these things that make sense to us. They're just not getting us closer, right? You know, I had a question on the bodybuilding.com message board, and you know, this guy was training. You know, he was asking me this question about, you know, how does he improve his performance in the gym? And, you know, does he, if he wants to lift this amount of weight at 80% of his maximum, and how many sets at how many reps, and how can he improve this performance? And the first question that, you know, I wanted to ask him, which I did ask him, but takes time going back and forth on the message board, is what is your result? What is the result? You know, is he a, now that question would make more sense if he was a performance athlete, you know, where he was playing, I don't know, some type of sport, football, basketball, and he wanted to have more strength, right, to last longer in the game and be at a higher level of strength, agility, performance, further into the game, extend his capacity, conditioning, endurance, right? That question would make more sense to that question. I mean, if that was his goal versus if it's just to build muscle and to lose body fat. Because, you know, how much weight you lift or what exercises you do, all those are important to get to your result. Your result is to build more muscle. So who cares sometimes, you know, what the percentage of weight you could lift or how many reps? That's, you're focusing on the process, where if you, hey, I just want to build as much muscle in the shortest period of time that I can. If that is what he's after, that's not even a good question, and he doesn't realize that. So he's working hard, looking for these answers. He's not focused on the results, because really, who cares? What if you could, whatever you think your maximum is, even that's questionable what that might be, you could, what if you could do half as much work? Maybe if you didn't have to put so much thought or stress yourself out so much about these numbers, sometimes it's just the quality of what you do. The question should be more about the quality of the feel of whatever it is you're doing. But he doesn't realize that because he's so focused on the process, thinking that if he masters the process, that's going to magically get to a result, where it's not. If you start with that result, the answers of what you do day to day, or in the gym in this case, they'll become more clear. You're focused on what it is you're really after, and that's the result, not the process. All right? The process, what you do every single day, becomes a lot easier when you're really focused on the result. So is what you're doing right now, what do you have planned for today? All right? Is it helping you get towards that result that you really want? And the question is, always to keep you thinking about it, what is that result that you really want? Right? So the message today is, you're showing up, you're the kind of person to put this kind of thought and effort into his life. What level are you playing at every single day? Are you at a level 10 right now? You're taking the time to do this, but are you giving it everything you have? Now, I realize that you're not always going to be at a level 10, but you need to ask yourself that question. When you show up, I don't care if it's for your job, it's at the gym, for your relationships, for that business meeting, for that teleconference, whatever it is, for this podcast, at least be asking yourself, what level am I at right now to get the very most out of this particular situation? Whether it's a 10 or not, at least I'm conscious about that level I'm playing at the moment. Hey, have a great day. Thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. You can go there at massmachinenutrition.com. Have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.